Welcome back to Chaska, to the eighth we go, as it'll be Dan Berg, Brendan Ashton, Justin Thompson, Bergie following the first pitch down the left field line. That'll be shagged by the Sartell Stone Pony draftee, Tyler Hemish. Next pitch missing for a ball. 1-1 pitch from Leaser, right up the guts. That'll sneak through, leadoff man on. Danny B with a base knock right there. Randy, he's got the RBI on the day, and now he's aboard.
Yeah, he's making a bid for that coveted Kazem cap.
I assume Matt got it last week.
Nope, Matt has not got it yet. Kevin got it, Kramer. So Matt is also making a bid for the coveted Kazem cap.
He's been pretty good.
Leadoff
man on, Brendan Ashton to the plate. As Ashton, no indication of a bunt. That's not a bunt right there, Randy. Big swing and a miss. By big number 18. A large man, huh?
Big guy.
One strike the count. As Lees are set, trying to keep it 1-0 here. As the one strike pitch, that's in there for a strike. Was Brendan the same age? So all those 11 guys were the same age as your son, Trent. Was Brendan that age too? Kramer, Geislinger, him?
I think he was maybe a year younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
0-2 the count to the big first baseman. Leadoff man on for Watkins. As the 0-2 pitch, that's fouled away by Ashton. Count stays at 0-2. Struck out in the first, struck out in the third, bounced out to Messer with guys on in the fifth. 0-3 on the day for Brendan Ashton. As the 0-2 pitch, off speed that he somehow fouls off to the Martin dugout. That thing, he hit that out of Brian's glove, Randy.
Yeah, that was a cue shot right off the end of the bat.
So if you had an hour and a half for the game time, you were wrong. So I was wrong. I'll be the first to say it. I thought it was going to take an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half old right now. You still got two innings to play. Leaser set. His 0-2 to Ashton. That's hit left side. That'll sneak through the left side. Messer couldn't get it to his left. Leaser no chance to his right. Back-to-back singles for the Clippers, and they're cooking here in the eighth.
Yeah, and one may be wondering, seven hits off of Scott Leaser so far, if Carl Leaser's going to make any kind of pitching change, and I don't think so right now. Scott Leaser's your best chance to keep you in the ballgame at this point.
If that's the hill you're going to die on, that's quite the hill. Justin Thompson to the plate here. First and second, nobody out. Justin already squaring. He takes away the doubt. As Justin puts the ball perfectly down that third base line. They're not going to get him. Great bunt right there from Thompson. And there's Clippers everywhere now, Randy, on the infield bunt single.
What a bunt by Justin Thompson, Kirby. That just hugged the grass down the third base line and just died. He got it down probably that 30 feet down the line. So Leaser had to field it. He was the only one who was going to field it. And by the time he picked it up, Thompson was there.
No play for him. He did the old fake throw to first and looked back at third, and Danny Berg's not. That's not a rooster. You're going to sneak a sunrise pass as Danny was right on the bag. So bases loaded everywhere. The Martins got to come all the way in because you can't play for a double play when you're down one and you only got six outs left and you've yet to register a hit in the tournament.
So Berg with a hit, Ashton with a hit, and Justin Thompson with a bunt single.
Eight singles on a day for Watkins. The batter is Carter Block. He's got one of those singles. 1-3 with two Ks. As Leaser set, first offering to Block, popped up fouling out of play. Fouled that one straight back. Infield all the way in. Messer at third, Leaser at short. You got Ashton at second base, Randy. Maybe not he's not in the Kramer level of speed, but he's going to get a good advantage here with a big lead with the infield in. Leaser's one strike pitch missing inside. And Carter Block just praying that that ball would hit him so he could get a free RBI. It didn't. He's trying to be as big as he could right there. Flex out a little bit. And won the count to the Clipper second baseman. Leaser's 1-1. That is missing down and away now. 2-1. Good time to hit. Randy, we've been saying it for over a month, though. This is where Scotty L gets pretty tough.
Yeah, he does. Likes to pitch with a little adversity.
2-1 the count. Right-hander ready. His 2-1 fouled into the mid of Brian Schlungen. Fills it up at 2-2.
Man, is this evens it up, sorry. Stadium packed, Kirby. Oh, there are people.
This is the one everyone wanted to see, and they've seen a gem thus far through 8+. As the 2-2 hit into right center field. That ball's going to drop. Across to score is Berg. Ashton gets the stop sign from Kramer at third. It's an RBI single. The Clippers double up their lead. 2-0. Base is still loaded on the RBI single by Carter Block.
Block not trying to do anything special with that other than punch it to the right side. And he got it over the drawn-in infield. Tanner Arsenault's head, and yep. It is 2-0.
Carson Geislinger to the plate. Base is still loaded. Infield still in. First pitch missing down and away. Brian trying to steal a strike right there. Single, 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 single for the clip show in the eighth here. As Leaser's 1-0 pitch missing below the knees. Now 2-0. Awfully close, Randy.
That was awfully close. Good pitch there by Scotty. Boy, Carson Geislinger would like to make something happen here, too, for his Clippers.
2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Carson started his hands, held off. 2-1 the count. Matt Geislinger on deck. Then comes the top of the order. Hot water for the Martins. 2-1 pitch. Snaps in there with the off-speed. Evens it up at 2-2. He wanted to strike out bad earlier. He'd pay money for one right now. 2-2 the count. Base is loaded, nobody out. 2-0 Watkins the lead. 2-2 pitch, that's popped up. Brian back for a look. He's near the backstop, he'll dive, and he won't have a play. That ball hitting the netting before Brian could get back there. And again, Randy, kind of a delayed reaction for Brian going back.
Where's the ball? Yeah, not picking it up really well in this high sky.
So Brian, back to... I mean, that thing's probably over the grandstand in Lake Henry, and he had a play on it, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much room there is behind home plate here in Chaska. The dust settles. 2-2 the count. At third is Ashton. Thompson at second. Block at first. One in already for Watkins here in the eighth. 2-2 pitch. Cut on and missed as Carson Geislinger's out on strikes. Eighth strikeout, none bigger for Scott Leaser, Randy.
None bigger, striking out Geislinger with the bases loaded. And, you know, for Scotty, every man in this order now is huge. There's really no weak spot in this Watkins lineup. You look at Matt Geislinger coming to the plate now, then you got top of the order.
Matt's trying to bust this thing open right here. Get that big swing. Leaser's got to be nasty on 0-0. And he was nasty on 0-0 as... Got a fastball past Geislinger. Matt was aiming for those people on that
little bluff, huh?
Bluff over in right field. He had rye bread and mustard on his mind with salami. 0-1 the count. Leaser set. His 0-1 off speed missing outside. Evens it up at 1-1. Strikeout in the second for Maddie. Lined out to Kyle Leaser in the fourth. Flew out to left in the seventh. 0-3. 1-1 the count. Leaser's 1-1. That's hit in the air to left field. Coming on and making the catch, kind of lunging for it, was Cole. He makes the grab in left for out number two. Very deep enough for Ashton to come across to score. And a productive out in an RBI for Matt Geislinger, Randy.
Yeah, good job by Brendan Ashton. With Dustin Kramer right in his ear hole, he's going
tag, tag, tag.
Tag, tag, tag. And Brendan Ashton got a good jump after that catch by Derek Cole, and Derek had to reach out and make that catch at the very end. Again, Matt taking it the opposite way with some authority.
Hit it hard. They're going to appeal at third base. Why wouldn't you, Randy? Just to see if you can get a cheapie. Yep. They said that Ashton did properly tag. I would agree with that call. So two away, two in here. Top of the order, Nolan Geislinger. The infield retreats to normal depth for the Martins. Leaser trying to put a pin in it right here in the eighth. As his first offering to Nolan as he swings through that off-speed pitch. Man, that Geislinger ball, Randy, just kept going. He must have had some muscle behind that. One strike the count to Nolan Geislinger, who's 1-4 on the day. The one-strike pitch off-speed curls in there nicely, and the young man kind of steps out of the batter's box and says, boy, they didn't throw curves like that at Eden Valley High School.
No. But I'm sure Nolan and his years already on this team, he's probably had his brother pitch to him a little bit.
As the 0-2 pitch, that missing, 1-2. Two runs in here, single, 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 RBI on a sac fly, gets three across on the day and two here. That was the order in the eighth inning as this pitch is on the corner, strike three. Nolan can't believe it. Leaser punches a corner and gets a huge strikeout. He ends up striking out two in the inning, his ninth on the day, and that does it for Watkins in the eighth. They add two, scoring two runs on four hits. No Martinez, two runners left on base. Scoreboard now reads 3-0 after 7.5. Bottom of the eighth coming up in 1.5.
The experts at Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gillick Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at GilkPlumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
That's true.
Bottom eight. Six outs left for the Martins as they find themselves down by three as Derek Cole foul ticks the ball. Now he pops up a bunt, fouling out of play. He's in a hole at 0-2. Randy, we talked about it earlier. One run feels like a lot against Geislinger. Three is a pile.
It's a hill to climb. It's a mountain to climb for the Martins here, especially when they haven't been able to muster a hit today again.
Maddie's 0-2. Just off the plate for a ball. Now 1-2. 0-2 on the day is Derek Cole. Bounced out two Geislinger in the fifth. Struck out in the second. As Geislinger right back. Two-strike pitch. Cut on and missed. 12 strikeouts right now for Mr. Geislinger. And out number one. We'll get a pinch hitter right here. Pinch hitting for Ben Schrader will be Avery Schmitz. Avery Schmitz going to get a chance here in the final weekend.
And for those over-under people, that is 21 strikeouts in the game.
They said seven hits was going to do it, too, so the hits went over.
Yep.
As that's at nine. First pitch to Avery. Welcome to the Matt Geislinger Show. Fastball burns the hands. Strike one. Left-hander gets on the same page as Lincoln. He comes right back. One-strike pitch. That's on the corner for a strike as well. And Avery in a hole at 0-2. Carl going with Ben Schrader in the DH spot. As Geislinger's 0-2 pitch, that's popped up. Short left field. Nolan Geislinger back on the outfield grass to make the catch for harmless out number two. So two gone, and Ryan Messer to the plate. Are we going to get another pinch hitter? We are. Jalen Arsenal will emerge from the dugout. Jay Bird going to get a chance to swing here. As Carl Leeser, nobody's got a hit in the tournament. You might as well try something, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But a big task here for Jalen. Yeah, you get to pinch it against Matt Geislinger.
You think Matthew was all that upset about being called back?
Probably not.
Geislinger's first offering. Jalen hits it on the ground to first. Ashton gobbles it up. Easy walk over to the bag, and the Martins are retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Geislinger, a no-hitter through eight innings. Back for the ninth. 3-0 our score in favor of Watkins. Back in a minute and a half.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Make your farm dreams a reality with the lending team at Freeport State Bank. When you are looking for an ag lender, don't be content with someone who does not understand ag. The lenders at Freeport State Bank have diverse ag backgrounds and more than 70 years of experience. Whatever your next farm project is, choose one of their lenders to assist you. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Chaska. Defensive changes for San Martin, Randy.
You bet. Now on to pitch. It's Ben Schrader. So Ben started the game as the DH, and he was DHing for the pitcher. So Scott Leeser comes out. Ben Schrader was pinch hit for by Avery Schmitz, and now Ben is back in.
So Ben re-enters into his spot. Scott Leeser out of the game. Ben's pitching. They pinch hit Jalen Arsenal for Ryan Messer, and that was the second time that Ryan had been substituted for. So Jalen Arsenal stays in the game at first base. Brady Goebel flips corners and goes to third base.
There you go.
Get all that?
Got it.
For the Clippers, it is Lincoln Haugen, Kevin Kramer, Dan Berg, 2-3-4 that has been awfully good today for Watkins. These veterans have been Lincoln's got a hit. Kevin's got two hits. Danny's got one hit in RBI. Kevin and Dan have two of the three runs scored as the first pitch missing for a ball from Ben. Second pitch waved at by Lincoln. Hogan evens it up at 1-1. Schrader right back. The right-hander's 1-1 offering. Big swing and a miss right there on the off-speed by Lincoln. Shakes his head as he comes up in a hole 1-2. Martin's in the ninth. Season on the line. We'll go Matthew Schlung and Kyle Leeser, Zach Moritz. Looking for their first hit of the day and the tournament. Schrader's 1-2. Curveball. Ooh, just a little late breaking right there. Benny with the hook on that runs just a little too late.
I think the fan base of the Martins thought that was strike three.
If you could ump from Ducci's, that would have been strike three. 2-2 pitch. That's popped up right side. Jalen over for a look in foul territory. He's still on the run. He reaches out. He won't be able to catch it. That'll drop harmlessly for a foul ball.
You know, that ball was not that far foul, Kirby.
No, Jalen took his inaugural first couple steps into foul territory, but by the time he dove, he was awfully close to the foul line.
He was. Maybe a yard off of that foul line.
Wind is blowing out to left again. It's like our third wind change of the day. As Benny's 2-2. Off speed, cut on and missed. As Haugen's out on strikes for out number one. And her curveball coming in awfully nasty thus far.
Mm-hmm.
The big crowd in Chaska saw a great game thus far through eight and we'll call it eight plus. Watkins, 3 in the 3rd, 2 in the 8th. 1 away, Kevin Kramer to the plate. As KK's first offering from Ben, this pitch is skied to left center field. Moritz goes back. Zach has a play. He'll make the catch cap high for out number two. Kevin was on his first three times and now retired twice in a row.
As far as distance go, probably the longest ball of the day hit, that to left center field.
First one that an outfielder's gone back on. Cole came in and then went back on that Geisinger sack fly back in the top of the eighth inning for Watkins in their two-run eighth. Dan Berg, the batter. First offering from Ben to Dan Berg. Curveball hits the corner for a strike. Watkins win it in 0-1 or 0-2?
0-1.
0-1. 20-year reunion.
Absolutely. They were recognized last week in Waconia.
Oh, cool. That would have been nice as the pitch hit up the first base line. Arsenal Fields, he wins the race to the bag, and that does it for the Clippers in the ninth. They go in order. It's last wraps for St. Martin, trailing by three. Watkins up 3-0. On to the ninth, bottom half, coming up in a minute and a half on Chasm.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation. Congratulations and good luck to all the area teams who are playing in the state amateur baseball playoffs. Just like them being a winning team in baseball, you'll be on a winning team with West Central Sanitation. Great service from a local family-owned company will always get you to the playoffs. Play hard and be proud you made it this far. Please know West Central Sanitation is cheering for you and proud to be a part of amateur baseball. Go teams!
Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech Windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Last of the ninth, Matthew swung in, swings through a Geisinger fastball. Second pitch popped up, fouling out of play. I feel bad for Lincoln Haugen and Brian Schlangen today, Randy. They're just in no man's land on these pop-ups. That one was well out of play, and Lincoln looking up like, do I go? Should I go for it? Two strikes the count on Matthew. Geisinger's 0-2 in there, strike three. He goes down looking. His third, second strikeout of the day. That makes 13 strikeouts for Matt Geisinger. Clippers two outs away from advancing to the Elite Eight and a 11 o'clock date with Destiny tomorrow over in Waconia. Kyle Leeser to the batter's box. And Randy, I can't see Kyle in the box and not think of how the eighth inning ended. As this pitch is fouled away by Leeser with Geisinger and Leeser. Little convo on their way back to the dugout.
Yeah, Matt had talked to the umpire, and then on his way back, he and Kyle cross paths.
Looked like some friendly ribbing as the one-strike pitch missing down and in. Now 1-1. Or maybe they just have really good poker faces, and they were talking more trash than anyone's ever talked. Who knows? That's between these two good players. As Geisinger's 1-1, that is fouled up the third base line. Kyle picking on Carl. 1-2 the count. Hitless thus far is St. Martin. Eight innings of no-hit ball last week, but they won, so they didn't have to bat in the ninth as they were the home team. 8 1/3 of no-hit ball again here today. Geisinger's 1-2. Check swing by Kyle as he stays alive on the skin of his teeth as he just fouls that one into the netting. Count stays put at 1-2. Matty had him fooled, but Kyle able to just flip it foul. Geisinger's 1-2. Popped up. Lincoln looking up. He doesn't see it. Now he'll come back, and that'll hit the top of the grandstand, so it didn't matter. Good hustle by Geisinger there, Randy, as he thought, well, if he doesn't see it, I see it.
Right, yeah, and Matt was back by home plate already, and once he hit home plate, it's like, yeah, that's
okay,
going to probably go.
It's out of here.
Go out of here.
1-2 the count. Leeser to be followed by Zach Moritz. Martin's down to their final two outs. They've had three base runners on the day, two walks and an error. The 1-2, missing low for a ball. Leeser doesn't chase.
You got to think Matt's looking at that goose egg on the board too, Kirby.
He knows it's up there.
Yeah. No hitters are special. They are. Shutouts are special. No hitters even
2-2 pitch. Ooh-wee, just missing right there. As Leeser tried clipping the corner, throwing in on the hands, which he is wont to do. Pitch missing. Fills it up at 3-2. What are you thinking here? Throwing it as hard as you've ever thrown it? Maddie's payoff pitch. That is hit in the air, deep into the left field corner, over, and that ball will twist foul. Off on the run there was Thompson. Ball drops foul. Farthest Martin ball hit today by a good 30, 40 feet. And we'll do the 3-2 over again. Randy's favorite. 3-2 part two. Geisinger shakes the head of Haugen. Now he's got it. The 3-2 off the plates for a ball. Pitch missing down and away, and Leaser is aboard.
Third strike out of our third walk of the day.
Yep, three walks. Goble in the second. He walked Tanner Arsenal in the seventh, and now Kyle Leaser here in the ninth. So Zach Moritz into the batter's box. Geisinger's first offering to Moritz. That is cut on and missed. Boy, is he being careful with Kyle or what?
I think so.
My opinion, the Martin's best hitter. No one on base. No sense in challenging him. 0-1 the count. The lefty's 0-1. That is waved at and missed by Moritz as he was not ready for that off-speed pitch. Count now 0-2. You said it, Randy. All you had to say was that exhale. 0-2 the count. Moritz has struck out once today, 0-3. That pitch, he has now struck out twice today, 0-4, and 14 strikeouts for Matt Geisinger, and the Martin season falls on the shoulders of Brian Schlungen.
Matt gives a little acknowledgement to Lincoln Haugen.
Two down in the ninth. First offering to Brian, missing down and in. Picked nicely behind the plate by Lincoln. I've seen Matt throw before. I don't know that I've never broadcasted one of his games, Randy, but I guess I've just never noticed how much he throws inside. You don't see a lot of guys do that anymore.
That's his part of the plate, too. Yeah.
You know who did that? His daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bruce lived in on those hands, too.
Bruce was good at that. Yes, he was.
Matt Reddy is 1-0, fouled to the netting, evens it up at 1-1. Brian today, strikeout in the first, flew out to first in the fourth, and a strikeout in the seventh. 0-3, like every other Martin. Except Matthew Schlungen, who's 0-2 with that sacrifice bunt. 1-1 pitch, that's in at the knees for a strike, and the Martins down to their final strike at 1-2. Geisinger looking for history. 1-2 the count. Leaser his lead from first. Time called at home plate as Brian wants to absorb the moment a little more. 1-2. Again, that time called, Randy, and Maddie not going anywhere.
No.
1-2 the count. The lefty set at the belt. He comes home. The 1-2 swung on and missed.
Wow.
And it's a no-hitter for Matt Geisinger. He's into the record books. A complete game shutout. His 15th strikeout of the day. They said 30, Randy. Well, he got halfway there on his own.
Unbelievable pitching performance by number 15 today. See Matty smiling there. He got a big hug from brother Nolan. Yep, it is an incredible pitching performance, and the Clippers now to the Elite Eight, Kirby.
Watkins moves right on the bracket. St. Martin's season comes to an end. The Martins in the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Chasm coveted cap postgame show coming up right here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at Central Minnesota
minnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Paint with style and character. That's Valspar from Munlock Hardware Hank in St. Martin. Start on your ceiling with Valspar Interior Latex Ceiling Paint for just $30.99 a gallon. Or Valspar Pristine is the perfect interior paint and primer for your walls. It's only $38.99 after a $12 mail-in rebate. Munlock Hardware Hank stocks all the supplies needed to accomplish painting projects. Brushes, paint trays, rollers, and tape. Hurry into Munlock Hardware Hank in St. Martin for the fall cleanup sale going on now through September 15th.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware Hank.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Chaska Chasm Covenant Cat postgame show. She's final, and it's history, Randy.
It's history in the making. We're seeing Matt Geislinger right now, the state board members, having Matt sign a baseball, Kirby, that'll probably be in the Hall of Fame. That'll probably be part of the Minnesota Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, you don't get that many no-hitters in state tournament action, and you and I were here to watch that one. We were here to tell people back in central Minnesota about a no-hitter. And, you know, St. Martin, they played well. They lost 3-0 today, Kirby, but they just couldn't muster a hit off of Matt Geislinger, who was superior.
I told you before, I've never broadcasted a game. I mean, so St. Martin got no hit last week. So You're thinking to yourself, you're waiting for that first hit so you can say, you know, it's these little layups we get where, well, there's the Martin's first hit at the state tournament. I've never broadcasted a game where in the first inning I'm thinking, ooh, he might throw a no-hitter today. Like, if once it got to about the sixth, it's like, oh, wow, it's a no-hitter. And I've seen, you know, no-hitters before in amateur baseball. But just starting early today, he had that kind of stuff, Randy, where it's like, look out.
Look out. And Dynamite, 15 strikeouts, 3 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Watkins. They left 10 runners on base today. No runs, no hits, 3 errors for the St. Martin Martins. And they left 2 guys on base today. Tommy Marquardt, thank you again, sir. Tommy walking by us here.
The 25th no-hitter in state tournament history.
Really? And you got to witness 2 of them, Kirby.
2 in 2 weeks.
What the heck?
Some guys got it all, Randy, and I'm some guys.
But you look at the history of the state baseball tournament.
98 years,
all the games played, and there's been 25. Really?
Crazy.
That is crazy stuff. That is incredible stuff. Matt Geislinger picks up the win today. The loss will go to starter Scott Leeser. And, yeah, just unreal. That means Watkins is going to play again tomorrow at 11 o'clock. They'll be playing over in Waconia at 11 o'clock against the winner of the St. Patrick Young America game. That'll go on after this Maple Lake Alexandria game. So they won't get as much rest time for that 11 o'clock game tomorrow.
No, and so they get the winner of – they get the Young America St. Patrick winner. That is going to be a dogfight.
Oh, that's going to fill the stadium here.
St. Patrick took second last year, and they beat Young America in the semis. So that'll be fun tomorrow morning for breakfast too, Randy.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be a great game over in Waconia. Kirby and I will have it for you tomorrow morning here on KASM Radio. Time to award that coveted cap.
Let's – Okay. 2 minute break. We'll build the suspense. I know there's a lot of debate on who's going to get the hat. I know it's going to be tough, Randy, but let's take a 2 minute timeout and we'll put a bow on this one and get Legends of Country going, okay? Timeout right here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today. And let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Three nothing. Watkins with the win over St. Martin this afternoon from Chaska's Baseball Park. Randy Rodstein, Kirby Hemish with you on your post-game show. Here on KASM.
Clippers push one across in the third. Single for Kevin Kramer. Steals second. Reaches third on an air on that throw. Comes across the score on a Danberg ground out back to Scott Leeser. In the eighth, they go single, 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 single for Berg. Ashton Thompson block. And then Matt Geislinger with a sack fly RBI. But that didn't matter, Randy, because one was enough.
Yeah. Kirby, I'm getting some texts right now, too, and people are wondering, you know, after you mentioned it was, what, the 25th no-hitter in state tournament history.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Martin gets no hit 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, they go 1-1 in the state tournament. I don't know if there's ever been another team that was no hit twice.
Well, so in A, you got to get a no hitter to win.
Yeah.
Or you would have to go back to back no hitters in like a championship situation where you would have had to have been beaten twice.
Correct.
So that would be something you could maybe look at, but I just don't see it being it was only 25 and a loser never was one of those no-hitters. All the other ones were wins. The first 24 of them were.
Right.
So first 23 of them were. Last week's was the 24th.
Right.
That's where a loser threw a no-hitter.
There was a winner that, like St. Martin won last week, that won the game without a hit.
That right? was last week was the first one.
Oh, I thought there was two in the history.
Was there? Okay.
There was probably two in the history. I thought it was quite a few years ago.
What did you say on the drive-in today? You're gonna debate that?
It's debatable.
It's
right?
debatable.
It's debatable. Thank you, Kirk.
Randy and my Google Maps were not getting along this morning, and the new quote in the Chasm broadcast team is "It's debatable." So Randy's going to debate that. But what an outstanding opportunity! Oh. I mean, just an awesome effort by Matt Geislinger. Let's put it to bed, Randy. He's the Chasm coveted Cat Player of the Game.
Absolutely.
15 strikeouts, no hits, 4 base runners. He was brilliant.
Matt, so deserving of that coveted Chasm cap, and I'm going to go down there and hand it to him, take a photo of him, and wish him good luck tomorrow, because it is going to be Watkins and either Young America or St. Patrick, 11 o'clock tomorrow from Waconia.
And a tip of the cap to the St. Martin Martins, the champions of Region 15C. They made it the farthest out of Region 15C in time, not in bracket, being Luxembourg lost last night. But Carl and the gang, you had a great run. That was fun to follow you. Our game brought to you by our sports boosters, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Albany Chrysler Center, Munlock Hardware Hank, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Pep's Pork, Erkins Water, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, B&S Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich Sock Center and Long Prairie, West Central Sanitation, Woody's Bar and Grill of Greenwald, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Freeport State Bank, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Rambo, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Matt Geisinger gets the new swag, and
yeah,
we will see those
Minnesota
guys.
Minnesota has three teams in the final eight. That's Watkins, Sobieski, and Sartell right now.
All right.
In the final eight. So
pretty cool.
Cool, Central Minnesota. And Alexandria is playing next against Maple Lake. All right, Kirby, thank you again. Thank you to all those listeners back at home, because we know there were thousands of you. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. We'll follow Watkins until they are done. And hopefully that's with the state championship on Monday. Until then, for Kirby Hemish, Randy Rodstein, thank you, Adam. Thank you, Scott, back at our studios in Albany.